Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
It's time now for Ask an Expert. Every weekday at this time on KCBS, we're giving you direct access to top experts in various fields. Today, after the successful recall effort to oust San Francisco Supervisor Joel Engardio, we are taking a look at the politics of recall elections and what it means for voters deciding California's future.
To talk about that and more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Melissa Michelson, Dean of Arts and Sciences and Professor of Political Science at Menlo College. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
So a lot of other places, they wait till the a candidate or is up for re-election and they vote them out. Here in California, we seem to not want to wait, and we have recalls.
We do. It's part of the progressive movement that took over the western part of the United States about a century ago, and it's a proud part of our direct democracy along with referendums and propositions.
Okay, let's talk about the pros and cons. What's good about having a recall and what's flawed?
Well, what's great about it, of course, is that if there's somebody in office who folks just dislike so much that they can't wait, then you can get rid of them pretty quickly. And folks might remember that in 2003, we got rid of our governor after it seemed like he had lied about the state of the economy during his reelection campaign. And so instead of being stuck with him for 4 years, we were allowed as a state to vote on getting rid of him. So that's great. You can replace people without having to wait for the next regularly scheduled election. The bad part, of course, is that particularly in this sort of situation where the elected official is saying, really, if you will just wait, you'll see that this was good. I know you're upset now, right? And so in the heat of the moment, people are upset about what happened to the California highway, and they have recalled their supervisor. You know, but maybe once they get used to having it as a perk and emotions cool off, they might have changed their mind. And so because recalls allow people to react quickly, it can mean that sometimes their short-term reactions to what their elected officials are doing take precedence instead of kind of waiting to see, like, well, in the end, was this a good idea or not? Is this person doing a good job or not?
But if that political leader is shady or engaged in some sort of malfeasance, I can see that. But do you recall people over policy disagreements?
Oh, yeah, absolutely you can, because there's no rules in the California state constitution about why you would want to recall someone or why you can recall somebody. It can be for anything. It can be because you're looking at the makeup of your city council and you realize, hey, you know, most people in this city are Latino and everybody on the city council is white. Let's recall some of these folks and get some diversity on the council. It can be for anything.
You earlier brought up the recall of Governor Gray Davis, and then, of course, we had an unsuccessful attempt against Governor Gavin Newsom. So can you compare those two? What are the key factors that led to those different outcomes?
Yeah, well, Gray Davis was governor at a time where, first of all, there were a lot more Republicans in the state of California. So Gavin Newsom came in with an advantage just because right now, recent years, the state's a lot more Democratic. And also Gavin did not face as charismatic of an opponent. A lot of folks still love Arnold Schwarzenegger, and once he put his hat in the ring to run against Gray Davis, I think it was all over.
What about, you mentioned propositions and things like that, and you also mentioned what I thought was very interesting, that voters often don't give the appropriate amount of time to see if something is good or bad. What are your thoughts about that is, you know, in the body politic? Should we wait for things to, you know, pay out?
Well, you know, how long are we supposed to wait? And it is the job of our elected officials and candidates to convince us. So if the Board of Supervisors thought that this was a good idea to convert the California Highway into a park, and they were able to convince most voters who participated in the election that it was a good idea, that's going to protect those folks from backlash. But Escondido did not convince enough people in his district that it was a good idea. And
yeah.
So, it's kind of a failure on his part that, you know, yes, this is a citywide ballot and you only have to win at the citywide level, but you're responsible to your own constituents. And those are the folks that you had to convince. And so his being recalled is partly a reflection of his failure to have done that.
So just to have represented his specific part. At the end of the day, though, the general consensus in San Francisco now is that that's a good thing. And Guardio said he would do it all over again. So that says something, I guess. He says that was a good thing.
Yeah, he has no regrets. He's happy it's a park. I think it's highly likely that as time goes by, people be like, wow, this park is great. I can't believe this was ever a road. But, you know, as others have said, change is hard. And folks who enjoyed that coastal drive and maybe aren't walkers but enjoy nature in different ways are disappointed. So, you know, it's hard to know in the long term whether people in that Sunset District of the city are going to change their minds, but maybe.
Yeah, here's another question, sort of like a squeaky wheel question. Like, do recall elections truly represent a broad will of the people, or can they be driven by a small, well-funded, or loud group of opponents?
Yeah, absolutely. And we see this most clearly at the statewide level. So again, to harken back to 2003, the only reason the Gray Davis recall made it onto the ballot is because Daryl Issa contributed enough money to get the signatures on the ballot. But at the local level, because it's such a smaller sphere, it doesn't take much. You can just be a small group of people who are very upset to get enough signatures and get it on the ballot. And then because turnout tends to be low, maybe a third of folks participated in this election. So you're only going to get folks chiming in who really care a lot. And people who are angry tend to be the ones who turn up for these things. And so it's not that every eligible voter in the supervisor's district chimed in. It was the people who are upset or the people who care enough about it to come out and vote yes. And so it definitely is a tool that, especially at the local level, can be used by a small number of very committed activists.
Let me ask you this. We've seen this in a couple of occasions when it comes to district attorneys. We saw Chase Boudin and we saw Pamela Price in different counties, both progressive DAs that people thought, well, this would be nice to have a progressive, restorative justice DA. But once they got them, they thought it was such a mistake that they recalled them both in a short period of time. What are your thoughts?
That is a tough one because we have seen a lot of recalls and a lot of people around the state getting recalled for different reasons, either because they supported the COVID restrictions or because they... And the smaller level of turnout that we see in special elections does tend to favor conservatives. So because turnout tends to be associated with people who are wealthier, who have higher levels of income, who are older, who are more likely to be white, it is true that low levels of turnout mean you're more likely to see people voting who lean towards the conservative side of the political continuum, more likely to be Republicans than Democrats. And so in these small-scale elections where turnout is low, that does favor conservatives, does favor Republicans.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I'm struck, though, by, in this case that we're talking about here, that voters thought, well, this is great. Let's try this progressive idea when it comes to criminal justice. But once they got to see it in action, they didn't like it. I'm wondering what that
right.
says about the electorate.
Well, I think that says this is exactly the problem with, not the problem. This is one of the problems with elections is, you know, there are things that sound good on paper or maybe in theory and folks want to think of themselves as progressive, but then you see the reality of how it works out and maybe you're a little annoyed. And that can be true of anything. You might think, oh, wouldn't it be great if we didn't have so many plastic bags and we're creating all this garbage and it's terrible. Let's get rid of that. Let's require people to either pay for a bag or have their own bag. And now you could see people when that actually takes place being like, God, this is so annoying. If I forget my bags, I got to pay for a bag. And, I wish I could just get a plastic bag like I used to. And so the theory of it sounded better. So maybe the theory of having a more progressive district attorney sounded great. But then when they saw what that actually meant, when it got to the details, they're like, oh, well, actually, we see this all the time in politics. People like the general ideas of things like free speech and progressive politics and more liberal policies. But then sometimes when it gets down to the nitty gritty and the actual policy and how it affects their life, then they start to have second thoughts.
Well, that, you know, when you talk about the nitty gritty and we're talking about this supervisor, Joel Engardio. Okay, so first of all, we have this recall election, not a cheap thing to do. He's recalled. Does it change the policy? Is the park going away? No.
No, it doesn't change the park going away, but at least in theory, it makes other future supervisors more aware that this is a possibility. That, hey, you know, you could lose your job if you do something that your constituents really disapprove of. And so, no, it doesn't affect that the park exists. It doesn't, change that situation. But it's a reminder to elected officials that this is a possibility. It's not just a theoretical possibility. They really could lose their jobs.
I guess the bottom line that we're asking, is it too easy to recall candidates in California? Should there be, a higher bar for it? Because it just seems to be so, you know, ubiquitous these days.
Well, I can see why you say that, because, again, we have Tessa Boudin and we have this example and we have the mayor of Oakland. We have the school board folks who were recalled, and it might feel like it's happening a lot, but I don't know if the data supports that. And, it, you know, in the long run that we've had the recall power for, again, more than a century. This was put into the Constitution in 1911. It hasn't really been that frequent. So I guess I, as a political scientist, I would want to see a little bit more data to be like, is this really more common? Is it becoming a problem? Or is this, you know, just kind of the normal level? And it is also possible that because our partisanship, right, we're so polarized right now, maybe it's happening a little bit more than usual. But does that mean it should be changed, right? Californians tend to love direct democracy. They love that we vote on propositions, that we have the power to recall politicians that are disappointing us in the middle of their terms. And so difficult to convince Californians that this is something that they want to change, because they want that power. They want to hold on to the recall power in case they need it.
Are there any proposals to reform or change California's recall laws?
There were some minor changes put into place after the last recall attempt against Governor Newsom, but there haven't been any major changes. And again, that's because you'd have to get those changes approved by the public. And whenever you ask the public, do you approve of the proposition system? Do you approve of the recall system? They very much support it and don't want it changed because they want that power. They don't want to give that power away.
Dr. Michelson, thank you so much for joining us and sharing that with us. That's Dr. Melissa Michelson, Dean of Arts and Science and Professor of Political Science at Menlo College. And you can listen to the entire interview and past Ask an Expert on the Odyssey app. Download the app to your smartphone and favorite KCBS radio. The interviews are posted in the on-demand section, or you can utilize the rewind feature to listen back.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next? Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.